a little bit of everything and do some singing, some dancing, some chatting with the guests, the skits, the monologues, the comedy.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
Wonderful comedy.
It really is a lot of fun.
Thanks, Whistle. Thursday morning. It's kind of a Friday for us, not going to lie to you. I'm taking tomorrow. It's anniversary weekend for me, so I got big special plans for the weekend.
Romance.
It's a big romantic.
In the air.
B-hole weekend.
Romance and lube, right?
Lube and romance. Cameras, evidently. Brady wants video.
Audio, video.
Video and audio. I don't know if you want the video. I look a little bit
like... No, he asked for it yesterday, John.
I know. He just said he wanted to hear it. I'll get him. I'll get him.
Did
he
say that?
You know, a cassette tape
recording. Yeah, I was
basically recording.
Hearing what the discussion
when Ron,
wife talking about.
I'm play it for Ronnie when Megan says something like,
"Should I bring lube?"
I'm like, "Oh yeah, you should bring lube because it's going to get bad in there." Who knows? My beehole's up for grabs too. It's just it's full out. We're ready to go. The two of us are in there. Anything goes.
You'll be her Richard Pryor.
I will be her. I will dress up like Marlon Brando and blackface Megan. Will be Marlon and Richard.
Why don't you tell me a couple of jokes? You ever been sitting on the toilet?
What does that
work? Oh.
We'll be walking in Wagner. We'll do it all.
Oh.
We're a married couple. We should have no hang-ups and nothing, you know, just safe words. That's all. It's all you need, Brady, safe words.
Dr. Moreau.
Fine.
I built you a little rabbit goat, and now we're going to bang it. Because we're a married couple.
So yeah, the anniversary, 8 years already, and the anniversary is here, so we're going to just defile each other with what is known as the Marriage Act. Just devastating, horrible things to our bodies. Possibly some bruising, hopefully. Maybe a lamp gets broken over another guy's head. That'd be nice. A WWE up in one of the beds, just knock it out. It'd be great stuff. And that's the way humans express love, and I think that's beautiful. When a man and woman love each other very much, buttholes are in play and somebody might get hit with a lamp. But only on special occasions, birthdays, anniversaries, and Christmas. Unless you're a Jehovah's Witness. I don't know when they do it. When did Jehovah's Witnesses, they've kind of bailed out on the whole backdoor thing, haven't they? By not having special celebrations.
Oh, well.
They don't have that, you know.
Maybe they make it because it's like, you know, you don't need a celebration. Maybe they're like.
You kind of do. It makes it – I actually wouldn't want that
keep
whole –
Keep it special.
Yeah, I like to keep that thing like, you know, as a special holiday rather than just up for grabs all the time. Kind of, you know, negates its – you know, when it's kind of elusive still, it's kind of a fun thing. You just got it on a Wednesday in the middle of June. It's, who cares? But anniversaries, birthdays, gives you something to look forward to that's a little new, a little different, sort of exciting. Might get a hooker. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what's – it's our anniversary. Anything can happen.
Get a car paid for.
Got to take a day off and sleep. A what?
A car paid for.
Oh, yeah. No, if we could manage that. Damn it, our cars are paid off. Maybe somebody just give us a new car. Be great. Get some gigolo at the restaurant we're eating at. Just come over and say, we'd like to spend a night with your wife for $1 million. There she goes. Bye. You don't even have any, like, moral dilemma with that? Are you still here?
Bye. While you're deciding, Megan's already packing up her purse.
All I'm doing. No, it's me deciding. Decision's made. It's up to you, but I'm thumbs up from my side of the table, so it's on you.
I don't know if I should.
Well, I think you know if you weren't selfish, you'd do what's right here. We're on Easy Street after this. I'm not worried about you liking him more. If you do, that was inevitable anyway.
If you did, that was shallow.
If you do, then damn it all. I was only given 50%, evidently. If some guy can come over in one day and destroy everything. And I still get my $1 million, right? So it'll be a consolation prize for you looking to troll. Never understood the movie. Never got it. Never will. Woody Harrelson having that dilemma. If Robert Redford stole her out from under you in one single day, well, then, damn it, you were going to lose her anyway. I'd like to have sex with your wife for $1 million. Yeah, okay. Good luck. She'll be back. All her stuff's at my house. Which I'll be moving out of. This is great. Thank you. You don't have any qualms with this?
No.
No, sir. She probably needs a new one. She's probably bored with mine. This will be good for her and you. And by the way, you've got tons of money. How come you have to go about it this route?
Yeah, exactly.
This guy's creepy. I would just tell him, like, the creep's got
she's
a million
bored?
Bucks. I tried so hard to get that Maurizio guy that liked Megan up in Vegas that time. He was inviting her to right in front of me. Old man.
I'd like to take you to my house in Houston. It's a large home, and I'd like to show you the grounds.
Megan, you need to do this. This guy sounds like he's loaded.
I have many men, 13 bedrooms, and it's like, yeah, we're going to Houston.
And Maurizio, can I come?
You can bring him.
Like, this is great. We're going to Houston. I've never been to Houston.
What if it's just boredom? Because, you know, like the stories you have about Rob Lowe. I mean, the guy's got money. He can do whatever he wants. He just gets bored.
I know. That's true. Yeah, we have Matt Dillon and Rob Lowe stories and all the things where you find out, I could have sex anytime I want. Let's see if I can amp it up. I can't blame the guy. I'm going to try to buy a guy's wife for a weekend. Okay.
Challenge.
That was for Brando.
That means we love each other more, that I can put up with that and not get all weird.
Maybe he's got a Holmberg in his life that's pushing buttons. You know, I bet you can't bet $1 million right. to try and get that girl.
$1 million right there, that girl. Just go offer that guy.
You always do this.
You'll never find a guy confident enough in his relationship that that's allowed. Yeah, sure, she can go do that. She's coming back.
I'll be back. I know. I like Squidward more.
All right, go get the money. This is dumb. It's just sex. If you fall in love with him from one thing, he's doing something you deserve that I can't figure out, then damn it, tip my cap to him. He's beating me. And we're on to Philadelphia. I don't worry about that stuff. It's like, oh, he gave it to her so good in one day. The things I couldn't figure out on her body in the years we've been doing this, this guy rolls in one day. One helicopter ride and one sexual experience weekend, and he wins? That's my fault. That's all on my shoulders, 100%.
You didn't do your job?
I did not do my job. And she's like,
I'm leaving you.
One day? Really?
He was amazing.
Well, God damn it. Well, this is on me. You're right. This doesn't make you a bad person. She would come back and go,
it was weird. He was clumsy and he smelled like brute.
All right, let's get out of here. Get the briefcase of money. Good job. I'll bet you if it happened on the other side, if Indecent Proposal came
That's
up.
That's what I think wives do, maybe, like when the husband goes outside. It was just a one time thing. It wasn't as good as you.
Yeah, but yeah, there's no payoff.
I know. That's the problem.
You got to get that $1 million briefcase, Brady. If a woman came up to you, I would almost guarantee it, if an old lady came up to you at dinner with Ronnie and said, I'll give you $1 million if I can sleep with your husband in the bathroom real quick. Ronnie would have a mouthful of spaghetti and go, off you go. Go take him. Go get her.
Late.
She wouldn't say, no, this is wrong. She'd take that money. Or she's like, hey, I want to give you stock in whatever purse company Ronnie's into right now.
Yeah.
It's like, you just get purses from us forever. A new one a week for the rest of your life. If I could have at this Adonis you're having dinner with. And we're going to wipe his chest off from all the pizza sauce, and I'm going to go take him in the bathroom. Women would sell us out in a second.
Anyone from Coach, we welcome offers.
In a second. Would Lisa do it?
Oh, I don't know.
Of course she would. She's no dummy.
I would hope so.
I would hope so, too. No man is like, turn that down and show your love for me. I'll do this if you want. That's what we'd say. Hey, look, I'm into it. I'll do this. I will hose that old lady's cracker box if you just give the Caesar thumbs up on this one.
But it means we're not in love.
No, it doesn't. It means we're going to be more in love. We're going to be able to do more stuff.
If we survive this?
Survive this? We'll be fine in an hour. Trust me.
If we survive.
Would your Lisa do it?
Yeah.
She'd let you go?
Yeah.
Does she even know you guys are living together?
No.
Yeah, she's not even sure why you're there. Would you do it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean, she wouldn't have a problem with that.
I don't think so.
Yeah. I'd sell her off. Just for a day. You're not going to get her for a long time. I think if you started wanting weeks and stuff, I'm like, yeah. Weeks and a million or stuff. Yeah, that's a relationship.
That's a different conversation.
Yeah. So that's hopefully going to happen this weekend for my anniversary.
Couldn't you just use that as an excuse for cheating all the time, though?
If there's $1 million in it, yes.
This woman offered me $1 million.
Well, you have to pony up.
You
got to
come home with the cash.
She bailed on me. I thought she,
No, you get paid up front.
Yeah, it was
you
a bad deal. It was
and
a bad deal
thing.
Again.
It is cheating if you're doing it and your wife's not there. Got another $1 million.
Well, you're out getting it on purpose now.
It has to happen with the two of you at dinner. Or the two of you with everybody has to be in the same room.
We got a problem. She's in 90 days right now. Right. I have to send it to collection.
She gets the, like, if it's Megan and I, Megan gets the briefcase of money. I go upstairs with Helga, do the deed. We've got the money first. You don't just say, well, she ran away. I banged her and she left.
Maybe she just gave a deposit, you know, like $5,000, $10,000.
You get the full $1 million.
You're supposed to get the rest.
I don't trust. I'm not going to do
half
that.
Now.
Again, it's a business transaction. Right. If it's $500,000 at first, all right. And she bails out. I'm like, all right, we got 500. We got ripped. Next time we get the full up front, but This it's 500 grand.
This is such a ludicrous conversation.
I know, but it's actually been a movie, and women have this conversation with you all
and
day.
And what happened? It ruined them, almost.
But because
it's
of him.
It's ludicrous, but he's it starts with, can I buy your gas?
Yeah, it does. If the guy could have bought the juke right. or done more, he might have.
Yeah, it's a much smaller scale.
Yeah. On a much smaller scale, he was going to throw $50 in a new Nissan Juke to a girl he didn't know.
He thought that was enough to get him laid?
It was enough to get her attention.
Yeah.
Now, had he wandered over and said, I've got $1 million in a briefcase in my car for one night with you.
That would have got her
that's
attention.
That's tempting.
That's a bigger icebreaker.
I mean, if I'm pumping my gas in my Jeep and I hear that, I'm like, if she doesn't do it, I'm here. What?
You heard me.
You heard me, Tommy.
You like dudes in Britney Spears shirts?
Yeah, look at I'm just pumping gas. I'm
Come
just
on
a,
now.
I'm just a
just
boy
a guy looking,
looking at a girl, getting hit on by a guy, pumping gas. I may be in love. I don't know.
She wouldn't have heard a thing that guy said if you were wearing tack glasses.
It's true.
While pumping gas.
Of all the
she
laughing,
wouldn't have seen you.
Because of all the laughing and pointing. Yeah, you're right.
Did you wear those all day yesterday?
Not all day.
It's got to be a shock for your eyes, right?
I tried them on the tennis court. I have the broken ones. No, they didn't fall off.
What'd they do? There's no good.
They're not bad.
They rest too
high. That's not a sell.
Yeah, a little too high.
That's not a sell. How did you, John was right. How did you see the tennis ball?
Yeah.
Oh, it popped.
Yeah, I think you took them off midway through.
Then I took my
it's
other
like fluorescent. Yeah, yeah.
I took my other polarized lenses
right.
on the other glasses, and it's pretty much the same.
It's polarized glasses.
It's just it's
polarized,
a cheaper version.
Right.
This new technology.
They do take a hammer,
it's
though.
It's not new. That's the thing. I got
Define cheap. You spent $55 on it.
I got
three pairs.
Yeah, that's pretty good, considering.
Yeah.
It's like
$50. Considering we destroyed one of them yesterday?
Didn't destroy. Mildly damaged, just like the commercial says. Yeah, I got
Well, they didn't go back for a second hit.
When I was in my 20s. Yeah, he hits it twice, doesn't he?
No, I think he just
goes,
hits it once.
And then he goes, mild damage.
Oh, maybe.
But the... Like 25 years ago, some guy was selling Maui Jims at the mall, sunglass out at Fiesta Mall. You guys ever seen polarized lenses before? I'm like, no. Holds up a picture that is not human. Like, nobody'd ever make this picture because eyes don't look it. The only way you can see it is with these glasses. When are these going to be a problem in my life ever that these billboards of non-color will be up? Oh, nobody uses this. So this is just specifically designed for these glasses to
They're
pick
great
up.
For fishing.
Are they?
Yeah, it cuts through the water a little bit better.
You can see the fish?
Yeah, you can.
Stop it.
How often are you going fishing?
You know, once every 5 years.
I've known you a long time. I think I've one fishing trip.
That's why Roland Martin has those.
Is that why?
Yeah, they all wear them.
Oh,
the tack glasses? Or the
Not
polarized?
The tack glasses, whatever they are. Those fishing glasses have the lenses on the side, too.
You got your tag glasses and your copper band or whatever the hell
you've
wear.
You've lost your mind on that.
I forgot about the copper
As seen on TV stuff. Yeah, the polarized lens thing was a scam 25 years ago when it's like, you can see colors you've never seen before. No, you can't. They're just tinted lenses that'll pick up different things.
They have the kiosk at the mall right next to those guys that are pulling on dudes' arms.
Yeah.
Look at this.
Yeah.
Try this.
Come try these on. Here's a picture of a gray bird. And now what? Oh, it's kind of pink. That's because your glasses. Yeah, they're tinted pink. Everything's pink.
You can find them at Arizona Mills.
$380.
Keep walking down the hallway.
They're polarized. I don't know what that means.
All types of scams.
They're
Walking
bipolar.
Out with some nice bands. And
bipolar.
A fushigi.
Yeah. Get yourself a fushigi ball because that's good for you. It's crazy. So don't fall for that kind of stuff. Only fall for the old rich person asking for your spouse's hand for a weekend. You wouldn't do it. $1 million, you wouldn't let Ronnie go for a day. Not one
I don't
day.
Know.
I think I you would. Know.
Maybe at this point, huh?
Yeah, at this point, why not? Somebody should get any of that.
He's starting to,
you're starting to turn on it.
Yeah.
That used to be a quick no. Now it's kind of a...
I'm coming around. I'm coming around on it.
I'm getting closer to retirement age. And... Dang it, if that ain't scary.
No birthday
I think
b-hole.
Of Kirby's school. And...
Still no birthday b-hole?
No.
If my anniversary
no,
b-hole...
Yet.
Is there before your birthday?
Patience,
people.
I guess. John.
No patience. It's your birthday. There's no patience to a birthday. It happens on a very specific time. You can't say patience, my birthday. It's your birthday's come and gone.
Well, now we have our Chicago getaway this weekend. So.
Right, but it is just, I can't imagine your house being as hectic as you're explaining.
Who gets laid first?
Yeah. Oh, I'm me or him?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Oh,
he's going away too.
Yeah, it's not happening. You got Kirby in the room, right?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
She schedules a a blocker for everything.
There's other rooms she can go to.
You're
my
not
mom
going,
and dad.
You're not going to b-hole
it's
your
not
wife.
Happening. My brother.
Well, you're
not
dropping
happening.
Not happening. It's not happening. You're
yeah,
not,
there's a chance that she might stay with my brother and.
You're still not doing it.
His daughters. They might have a slumber
it's cold
party.
And Chicago, you'll take advantage of that and b-hole the wife.
She's going to cuddle up to Brady.
Sure,
no
I would
way.
If the opportunity.
Very warm.
It's not happening. Because you'll drop the kid off with
cold,
your brother. And then your dad will go, let's go play cribbage or something old. And then you guys will be sitting at a table playing old people cards and meeting up with old cousins. And
bingo.
You're going to take all that time to see people you haven't seen in a long time rather than just go, I got to get upstairs. Where'd Brady and Ronnie go? Won't happen. You guys will always be available.
You don't know.
You go b-hole.
You don't
know,
John.
I know, Brady. I know. Now surprise me. Surprise
gonna try.
Me.
I'm going to try.
You need to tell
I'm
her on the plane.
I'm going to offer to buy her gas
no,
first.
You've already won that battle. Oh. You don't need to keep hitting on her.
Yeah, you do.
You tell her on the plane.
They like to be hit on.
Please. They like to be banged. You don't hit on her anymore. She's got that
well,
going all
there's
over the
a
place.
Problem with that.
No, there. Well,
they like to be banged.
That's right.
I'm
you think they
that.
Don't?
They're married.
Because you're too. No, what? They don't. Stop it. That's what old men always say. Aaron, why don't you get married? It's all over from there. Stop it. No. That's your fault. You tell her on the plane, say, Kirby's going in to Tom and whatever his daughter's name's room is. And she's going to stay there. And you're giving me my b-hole for my birthday. And it's happening. You're going to get ravaged in that hotel room within the first 20 minutes of us getting there. And then she's going to be like, like, I'm not kidding. Just stone face her. I'm not kidding. Just prepare yourself.
Yeah.
Be ready.
It is on.
Because we got a lot of family stuff this week, and we're not going to have a lot of time. And I'm not letting another weekend go without my birthday b-hole given. You're giving it to me.
Brady, I've never seen you this way before. It's a new Brady. It's a b-hole Brady. B-hole Brady's had it. But the kid. We'll get rid of her for. It's only going to take a few minutes.
Trust me.
Brace yourself.
When do you see your mom and dad? Are they going to pick you up at anything? Are you guys all meeting first?
No, we, well, they'll get in Friday morning.
And you're in tonight?
Yep.
B-hole. All day. Is your brother there?
My sister is.
So you give her, just take, watch Kirby for a half hour and tell your sister why.
Yeah.
I haven't gotten my birthday present from Ronnie yet, so I'm going to go drill her in this bedroom.
Oh, my goodness.
When we come back, we're going to be a little wobbly-legged. You're going to keep your eyes on Kirby for another hour, and then we'll take her off her hands.
I got $100, Brady gets laid.
I'll get laid. It'll be mediocre, haphazard kind of.
Wait a minute.
It will, because it'll be.
I'm not betting on the b-hole thing. That's too much.
Yeah.
I'm not betting on it.
No.
Trying to.
I wouldn't
it.
Bet on that.
I don't know. What kind of odds
you're
you
not going
to
put
me?
That kind of heat on?
Probably not.
I'll do it. 1,000-to-1 odds. I'll take that.
Why would you say anything close to that after I just said, are you going to put some heat on?
Probably not.
I don't know. Maybe there's a tiny chance she
I
wants
mean,
it.
Probably.
Probably not.
Probably not.
Probably not going to even try that.
I mean, there's a chance that 1,000-to-1 would be a pretty good bet for just the sex.
Really?
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's true.
How long has it been, Brady?
Yeah. What's the...
Week.
It's been a week?
Yeah.
It's not terrible.
This is much better than 1,000-to-1. Come on.
It's been a week. She got it out of her system. February's quota has been met.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah. It's been a week.
So you did get birthday sex.
Day before.
You said it was a day before.
Yeah. Oh, day before. Sick. So it's been 9 days.
And then
days.
She got sick for 5 days. Listening to this.
Right.
Still very upset about it.
I don't think she's heard any of this.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't go
Texas
home and
Ronnie.
Tell her?
I usually hear when she's listening, you usually get something like, you know,
she
your
won't
friends
even, she's
contacted
heard
her.
She's heard it. She's not bringing it up to you.
I don't know. It's pretty early
Which
in the
Which further
morning.
Adds to the story.
Yeah, but it's been a week of us pushing.
There's a good chance this morning.
She's
up early.
It. Ronnie, Brady wants it. He's just not telling you that. He wants it badly. He just is afraid to tell. So let us be the catalyst for that. Brady wants some b-hole for his birthday. He wants that to become an annual thing. Maybe even Christmas time every once in a while for the Lord's birthday.
In honor of.
I'd like that. And then anniversary.
Easter.
Yeah. And he wants you to be exploratory sexually with his body.
Ooh. That's scary.
Find new parts. Turn the lights on every once in a while. Explore Brady. Brr.
Turn the floodlights off.
Yeah, get a whole bunch of them. Power lights, work lights. Put those tack glasses on. Let's start looking around.
Wally World.
Let's check him out. Well, anyway. Happy belated birthday. I hope it happens for you. And I hope Ronnie has to stand up through the whole wedding.
I can't. I couldn't possibly.
Have a seat, Ronnie.
No.
Something new happened.
Something new happened. I never felt more like a man in my life. My wife has to get wheeled in and out of here.
Of a pipe and a smoking jacket.
Good for you. Proud of you. Anyway, so tomorrow we're taking off because it's my anniversary. I'm going to get things done. I got some power tools. I got to figure out how to get through the airport. It's good. It's going to be interesting. I got Megan a Valentine's.
Overnight him.
Huh? I'm thinking about that, actually. I almost had some her. Because normally we don't do presents for Valentine's or birthdays and stuff just because it's just silly. But this time I found something and I got it. And I wanted it delivered. And I was going to have it delivered to the room. But I don't know how to get it back.
Sex doll?
Oh, no. Better. So
sex
much.
Robot. Just leave it.
Huh? Sex no. Okay. Too expensive.
Yeah,
too
just
expensive.
Leave it.
Too expensive.
It's an exact replica of John.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Robot.
Yes.
I do have two of you.
I do have a wiener, a clone of Willie of mine.
You just attach it to the robot.
Well, you can just carry your own. You've got a second one of yours. Use that. That's great. Clone of Willies are neat.
Would you high-five yourself on the other side?
Yeah, Eiffel Tower yourself.
I need to build a clone of hand. And just have it on a little rubbery and just give it an occasional high-five. Clone of Willies
awesome.
Are cool. Clone of Willies are neat because you can build your own wiener out of your wiener, but you got to stand in the shower for like 4 minutes with this plaster on.
In the shower?
Well, because it's messy otherwise. You want to get it on the floor that you can clean.
Okay.
You sat in there and you got to stay like aroused for a period of time with no action.
So you in there with your phone or what were you doing?
What in the world? Why would I take a picture of it?
No, watch the Tube 8 or something like that.
What? Good Lord, man. No, I can do this on my own.
Can you for that long?
The world of imagination.
It's like 4 or 5 minutes. Yeah, I mean, Tube 8 would probably be all right, but it's a little awkward because otherwise you'd start doing some stuff and mess up the mold.
Gotcha.
Clone of Willies are great. The first one came out a little, almost kind of like a little retarded because I must have been moving around too much. Second one's all perfect. It's like a museum piece. We could put it out and people would be like, who's this artist? Oh, well, that's... Shut up, Humbaugh. Oh, it's very, very realistic.
What did you call it?
It's almost cute. Is it a paperweight or something? Sort of. It can be that. Yeah, Clone of Willies are great. All sorts of that stuff. Brady, get on it. Open your eyes to a whole new world this weekend in Chicago while Kirby plays with her cousins. Yes. You think she'd go for it?
Kirby's in the other room. We're going to do it. You
just get filthy, came out in leathers. Start knocking around a little bit.
I don't know about the leather.
I think she'd love it. I think it's everything Ronnie's been waiting for. You to just come out like Batman. Just freak out of the room.
I'm in.
Do it. Put like a utility belt of stuff on and just go.
Get in the bed.
What do you got against leather?
Yeah.
I'm talking about her. I don't know if she had leather up.
Try it. Who cares? Make her like it. Hit her every once in a while. Just give her a hit.
What are you doing? Oh, my God. I've never felt more like a woman. He's in total control.
It's beautiful. Eric, where are you headed? Oh, here it is right here. Eric is going out this morning to Safeway, 32nd Street and Thunderbird. He's got WWE Raw tickets. We're going in the fifth row today if you want to go out there to the Raw. Eric will have those for you. T-shirts, CDs, a whole bunch of other stuff out there. Eric's going to be handing out all sorts of fun stuff for you. 32nd Street and Thunderbird at the Safeway. Raw is going to be here right around the corner. But they have SmackDown and Raw here in the same week, right? Yeah, they got both.
Monday and Tuesday, 19th and 20th.
They're going to load us up. Is that this month? That is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Moses, that snuck up.
We'll have Alexa Bliss in the studio.
Oh, yeah.
Total diva.
Yes.
Forgot about it.
I know her whole story now.
All right.
I've been watching. Why do I watch that show?
I don't know.
We know why.
It's interesting. There's two reasons. Well, you'd think that's the reason why, and then the next thing you know, you're looking past that, and it's actually kind of entertaining.
Is it?
What are you going
to
do?
I was trying to explain to my wife. I'm like, it's the whole backstage thing.
You keep saying that.
It is.
You're intrigued by the stories.
It's your version of Housewives.
It's the stories.
I feel bad about it.
You can see, I just wanted to get the intriguing look backstage that I've never had it. No, it isn't. It's like, ooh. I think she's really pissed at her.
Maybe that's what's really going on.
You are trying to sack up divas. I've watched it.
And the watching parties you have with a couple of buddies.
Yeah, the watch. If I go that far, I'm crazy.
Why? It's entertainment. If you can find four guys like I watch and I like it a lot, you know what? We should watch together. Why wouldn't we?
Guilty pleasure.
Nothing wrong with that.
The weird thing is I'll watch that, but I don't really watch wrestling anymore.
Right. Because their stories aren't as good as the Divas.
I know. The acting on the wrestling is not good.
You know, I really didn't realize there were so many workers backstage the entire time. You're not doing any of that. You're like, oh, Trish is back.
Yeah, I am. The Miz went into Vince's office last week or whatever, and I was very curious. Oh, is that his office? I want to see what's going on. And they didn't take the cameras.
Yeah, they won't do it. Intriguing.
I know.
Yeah. It's like, ooh.
Automatic lock on that door.
There's nothing wrong with that. We as guys have to get over that whole thing. Again, look what it got us. It took us from Bon Jovi concerts full of women to Tool and Slayer, where it's just dudes hanging out together so they don't look gay. It's the most back-ass-word thing I've ever seen. I'm like, I don't want to look gay. You know, it's a gay concert. I'll go to this concert with nothing but dudes instead. That'll keep me straight. Divas is a good show with hot chicks, fun storylines.
It's our version of a watching party.
It doesn't matter. If you have 20 people or just doing it yourself, it's an entertainment-based show. Smoking hot chicks.
And then the whole Daniel Bryan living here thing, I did get a little hooked to that.
Ooh, where's that?
What restaurant?
He's at Chestnut all the time. I watch that. I'm like, hey, there's Daniel Bryan. It's insanely pregnant wife. It's a rerun, but they're at Chestnut.
I'm trying to figure out how many houses they have because they moved to Seattle, Washington now. And then they Daniel had Bryan one in did? San Diego. Yeah. And then I think they still got one here. They're like, when you're with a Bella.
It's a quality show. Yeah, and the Bella show is fun to watch. You start liking them. I like that Bella more than that.
I hate myself.
You don't have to hate yourself.
I hate myself.
Listen to what you're saying. You hate yourself for watching smoking hot, scantily clad women on television tell stories. Somehow or another, men have made each other feel gay for that. It's the opposite.
And see, Alexa Bliss is going to come in here and it's going to be even worse.
Good. You've got some insight.
And Daniel Bryan's been in here and Alexa coming to watch every week.
You've got some insight on it, and you can sit back and say, you know what? I know about this because I watch hot women parade themselves around on television despite all the weirdos wearing Tool shirts telling me it's gay.
All right. Well, thanks, Sean. You make me feel better.
It doesn't make sense that you would feel bad about that. Why is that bad?
Come out, Eric. Come out.
Yeah, these guys aren't watching. No, Brady and Toledo are
watching. Dancing with the Stars thing, people would make fun of me. I'm like, have you seen that? You could beat off to that show. It's insanely
that's
hot.
Impressive. Yeah. The girls are pretty hot in that. I'll give you that one.
People, fishermen. Yeah, you can really they do work for fishing.
See the bottom one?
So that's Brady. If those tack glasses help him see the puddles he's got to step over. The puddles from women oozing themselves. How fine he looks.
Well, they did.
They did.
Yeah.
You got a lot of compliments.
Got a couple ladies who got incontinent around.
It was raining.
Yeah, I
what?
Bet.
Yeah.
Maybe can I borrow your glasses when Alexa Bliss comes in here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be extra cool.
Man.
I'll have the yellow lens on.
That'll be an episode on Divas when she decides to move to Phoenix because Tack Man, she can't stop thinking about you.
We'll put the pressure on her. You wear them, I'll wear them. We'll all wear them in the studio.
You watch Divas? Fag. Why? It's for girls. McGizit? Because it's a bunch of chicks in their underwear running around backstage and banging into each other. That's for girls.
Big.
Bella's boobs are out.
Yeah, Bella's boobs are just piled out of their clothes constantly. You're watching, fag. Like, you got nothing. You got nothing. Go to your Slayer show and bang into big Indians all night and call me a homo because this is what your life is. I go where no women are. I pay attention to no women things because I'm a man. What?
I have to say you make a good point.
Yeah. It doesn't make any sense to
never
me.
Really
there's a good point, but there is a combination of both.
No, it's an
I've
old. It's
checked
an,
it out. It's not always your scantily clad deal. There's a lot of lady issues going on.
Right.
Excuse me?
And drama.
Lady issues.
Right. And the drama leads them to be weirder, which is entertaining.
Yeah. It makes you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with women
being
women.
You think back, you go, wow, I would just have sex with her, but I would never date her.
And then and that's another thing. You're watching these hot chicks run around
and
you're like, man.
You're getting to know them more.
Good.
Just looking at them sexually.
This stigma has got to be dropped where dudes tell each other they're gay for hanging out with women. Doug's got a friend who became a beautician in college. Everybody's like, fag. Yeah, right. Dude hoses every hot woman that comes in there, killing.
Oh, I know a couple guys that did that,
I'm a
too.
A straight guy who cuts women's hair.
Yeah.
I am pounding
the only problem
everyone.
Is you can get in trouble because you're pounding everybody in that damn place.
Yeah, because they do is hang out with gay guys.
Clients only.
Yeah, banging everything. And all his friends.
Run out of clients eventually.
And all his friends were at Buffalo Wild Wings with nothing but dudes surrounding a thing of hot wings talking about how cool they are. It's like, where's Brian? How come he's never here? Salon gay.
Somebody just sent us an online quiz, Brady.
How kinky are you, quiz? We got to get Brady in on that.
Do we?
Yeah, I want to see
what Brady scores at.
He'll lie, though.
That's true.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I put dogs and ducks and stuff in the bedroom. Yeah.
Just if you could, you take that seriously and answer that honestly?
Yeah.
The kinky quiz?
No wacky fun time when you answer.
No wacky.
Test your limits with this quiz. What's and the don't first forget question? Your safe word. Oh, all right.
Let's hear the first question. What's your philosophy on spicy food?
Love it.
Maybe a little. I'm not looking to hurt myself. I've been known to use some heat. I've been known to use the spiciest food possible to prove I can.
Is this the right quiz?
Apparently it's going somewhere.
What do you think?
I've been known to eat the spiciest food possible.
Oh, the last one, the spiciest of spicy.
All right.
Just to see that you could?
Yeah.
Not because you even want it. All right, start now. Go up, up, up. Oh, what do you hope to get out of a good... Is this the right quiz? Eric's right. What's going on? What do you hope to get out of the good vacation?
Office furniture.
I want to experience beauty outside my normal everyday experience. I want someone... Or I want to... I want somewhere I can just relax. I want to actively explore new places and meet new people.
I want a somewhere that I can relax.
That's not. You're the third one.
What?
The third one. You want to see new places and meet
people.
There we go. How do you feel about combining food with sex? Yummy. Could be definitely interesting. The only place for food is my plate. Be honest.
That could be interesting.
You would like to try food and sex at the same time. Nice. Here we go. What do you like to most hear during sex? Soft, romantic music, sexy, passionate moans, my lover talking dirty.
sexy, passionate moans.
You like the moaning, all right? Yeah, likes moaning, all right? I like this.
I would like both the combo of the...
Yeah.
A little more talking.
You just got to go with what you want.
Oh, you want her to... You want Ronnie
I'd love
talk
it.
Dirty to you?
Yeah.
Does she?
No.
Why not? Have you told her you want her to talk dirty?
Yeah, yeah.
You said talk dirty, get filthy.
Yeah.
Put your finger here.
No, I haven't said that.
Treat me like a schoolgirl.
Wow, this is definitely a chick quiz.
What was your reaction to 50 Shades of Grey? Ew, gross, kind of hot, tame, and wildly inaccurate.
Come on. I haven't seen it.
Oh, it's been running constantly. I'm sure you've seen
it. But I have no desire seeing it.
So then it's ew, gross.
Yeah,
sure. Ew, gross.
Yeah, go for it.
Because you haven't even tried to watch it. Which of these freaks you out more, Brady? Not being able to move, not being able to see. Both are terrible. Neither if I'm with someone I trust. Tied up, blindfolded. Both. Would you let Ronnie tie you up and blindfold you?
Neither if I'm with someone I trust.
Really? You'll let her do it? You'll let Ronnie tie you up and blindfold you and whisper filth in her ears? Sweet. You're hot. William Blake said, the road to excess leads to this place of wisdom. True?
Palace.
What is it?
The palace of wisdom.
Oh, palace, sorry. I'm not convinced. That sounds about right. I'm an adult. This is a girl quiz.
Yeah, this is totally chick quiz.
Where's the, would you take a corn cob in the ass?
Right.
That's kinky to me.
Yeah.
I'll write up my own. Would you take there a corn cob in the ass? Would you use
that
a corn cob?
Right.
That's what
no,
I say,
I would
food,
not.
Food and sex.
No.
Would you use a corn cob as some sort of a sexual toy?
Maybe.
I don't understand.
I don't
maybe.
Think maybe is a,
I don't have a choice.
Maybe you can't qualify.
You can either, either do want to use it or you don't. Yeah, you would use a corn cob on Ronnie.
Yeah.
You'd cob her like Indiana on the 4th of July.
Yeah.
Nah, see, this is where I know you're not telling the truth. When you make that, oh, yeah, noise.
In a psychological exam, maybe isn't really a good answer.
Cob her. Anyway, yeah, these chicks are, these are dumb Cosmo. I was excited about this.
Sweet corn.
I thought we were going to have nipple clamps and electrocution and all sorts of. That's not kinky.
Yeah.
Nothing kinky about this quiz.
Yeah.
Once 50 Shades of Grey.
Here's question number 8.
When you walk through a hardware store, home improvement store, you find yourself thinking about fixing and mixing stuff around the house or making stuff around the house. Why do you ask? Stuff that isn't exactly safe for work, if you get what I. Yeah, this is for 50-year-old women who've been unsatisfied their entire lives. Can't walk through a hardware store without thinking of shoving things in them.
Yeah, nope.
Ooh, that would work.
Ooh, a wrench. You don't love your husband. You're an ace. buy some light bulbs and get out. Anyway, Eric will be out there kinking it up, buying corn cobs for Brady's Big Chicago Weekend. 32nd Street and Thunderbird, getting out there. What do you got on the big board of musical treats today?
Wake Up Song brought to you by ELOTeam.com. We got Metallica up here, Ride the Lightning, Ghost, Square Hammer, Shadows Fall, What Drives the Week, Slipknot.
Mm.
I'll probably be out at the Safeway about 30 minutes or so.
Let's go with, I like Square Hammer every time I see it. I want Square Hammer by the Ghost.
Let's do it.
That's great.
You could have a battle this morning, Eric. Charlie Creedle, he's probably going to be out there.
Why is that? Did you see him?
Wrestling tickets.
Yeah, that's that's true. You got the wrestling. That's right. Charlie will be there.
Can't wait.
Challenge.
All right, it may be about 45 minutes till I get
take your time. Grab some breakfast. A couple laps around the Safeway. You know, just warm up. Just warm up before you get everything set up. Have the car. It's now just a small bird.
Yeah.
That's
he's baby birding right now because Eric's not there yet.
Brady's just decided that Charlie no longer makes words.
We're going to get to that point eventually.
Yep. We'll figure him out. We always speak Charlie's.
Big, red, red, and badass. K-U-P-D.
You right now. Love the Ghost right there. Square Hammer and evidently the new Papa Emeritus is being introduced as we speak.
What number is that?
I don't remember. They call him Papa Zero is this one. They're going back with a new name, Papa Emeritus, the new lead singer.
And then did you see the other Papa Emeritus, Pope Benedict?
The real Pope?
Yeah.
Is he in it?
The retired one. He says he's ready to go home.
Oh, he wants to die. He's praying to die.
Yeah.
And not happening. Well.
He's ready for home.
Go get it, kid. Shouldn't he have, like, a guy who takes care of that for him?
Yeah, he's asking that
if
guy
the
right
If the Pope
now.
Is ready to go, you'd think, like, the next day he'd go. Right?
I still have plans for you, Ben.
Yeah, that's what he accepts.
Just to lay in
he's like,
bed,
I'm ready to go home.
Laying in this bed and suffer
but
for
it's
another
up,
day.
It's up to the big man.
Right. Right. Why would you even say that if you're just living your life knowing it's up to him? I'm ready anytime and I got my bags packed.
Look, I'm bored.
Right, and I'm tired of suffering. This is tough. You are making this a tough. Deal with the ravages of old age for a few more days, Ben.
You know why? Maybe all this news of the allegations going around.
Oh, yeah, he's getting
Get me out of here. Get me out of here.
That's a good point. They've got a history. 32nd Street and Thunderbird, that's where Eric's going this morning. Safeway is where the young man is headed, and all my Clona Willie friends are coming up. Dude, Clona Willie took a Viagra and made a monster. I'm like, yeah. They're great. It's a great toy to have. It's fun just to have your dismembered penis in a drawer in your house. It's pretty neat. Open that drawer and you're like, there's me in all my glory. That's interesting.
With a Sharpie with your name and phone number on it in case
you lose it? Well, I put a tag on it. I don't want to defile it with ink. It's got a little dial on the bottom of it because you insert the thing at the end. It's a wonderful product for the. I highly recommend it for any married couple. Very neat. And even when its novelty wears off and you stop using it, just having it around is kind of cool. Highly recommend it. Pop it in your shopping bag today. Put it in your shopping cart online today. We got a Brady report coming up next. It's 98 KUPD.
If the younger generation doesn't get into rock, then guess what? An art form has died.